Welcome to episode 21. This is Four Beers, No Fears. This is your host, Jordan.
That was not enough energy. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Four Beers, No Fears, episode 21. I'm your host, Tommy.
Fuck you.
And that's Jordan. And of course, this podcast is powered by Whatever Hot Rods, Fat Cat Stainless, and the always alcohol-filled Cellar Door Beers, Wines, Liquors. Cellar Door, lots of beers, no fears. That's what they should change their catchphrase too. Well, this tonight we'll be talking about our morning routines, which vastly differ. They change throughout the week to the weekend. We are going to be talking about a new concept that's been brought up in the house, Backyard Fight Club. We don't talk about it. And we're going to wrap up with the cold. We woke up today to a bristly 12 degrees. Not fun, not cool, no bueno. So yeah, we're going to kick this week off with the shots. This week we're going with a caramel apple pie featuring, what's it called?
Revel Stoke?
Yeah, go look at it. Just because I want to shout them out because I might reach out to them for
Revel Stoke.
Revel Stoke Whiskeys. They have
R-E-V-E-L-S-T-O-K-E.
Revel Stoke Whiskey. It's a Minneapolis company. I have high hopes. I've stopped kind of, I like supporting locals, so I bought these ones. They have like 13 different flavors, so
We live in Wisconsin.
Yeah, but there's only one Wisconsin whiskey, I think.
Oh.
And it's PBR White.
Ew.
But it's still a small business, so I'll support them. So we'll go for the shots of these caramel apples. They are almost all Irish cream with a little bit of whiskey.
You said local businesses.
Caramel vodka. Go for it. Mm. That was delightful. I don't think Jordan liked it.
It was good. I just wasn't expecting it to be.
It was sweeter than I thought it'd be.
It was a little stronger, so I kind of inhaled it a little bit.
So basically, it was probably 60% of the cream.
It was good, though.
Yeah, I like that apple a lot. And then there was only a little bit of caramel vodka on the top, but it actually mixed together pretty well.
So did you put any of the cinnamon?
No.
No?
No. That would have been like a cinnamon apple. I don't think it needed two kinds of whiskeys, a vodka and a cream liqueur. That would have been a lot.
I don't know. Might have been good.
Maybe we just need shot glass that holds not two, but three shots.
No, you could just, instead of whatever you, however much you poured with the apple, just split in half.
Anyways, this week we are doing Busy Hard Seltzers. We're doing all four flavors. This is my first time having them. What about you?
Never had. I think I have had them, but it was like different flavors than the four that we had. Unless
they only have the four.
Oh, then I didn't.
So tonight we'll be having pineapple mango, kiwi strawberry, blueberry pomegranate, and black cherry lime. Other than the mango, I'm pretty excited. These kind of stand out from the crowd with antioxidants and vitamin C. They're claiming it's from an acerola superfruit. I don't know what that is. Just your rundown, 100 calories, two carbs, 1 gram of sugar, just kind of out there. And it will give you, ooh, not a lot, 20% of your vitamin C. So, I mean, we'll have four of them, so we'll be almost there for the day.
Hmm.
The dog is licking my toes. All right, let's crack them.
It's made by Coors.
Yes. When you go
to smell the Coors.
No, when you go to downtown Milwaukee, they have a big busy sign on their brew.
Oh.
It's pretty good. The pineapple is stronger than the mango.
Yeah, I like that.
I do like that a lot.
Tastes like what you would kind of expect it to taste like. I'm excited for the other flavors.
Me too. This is the only one I wasn't because I don't really like pineapple and I don't really like.
Oh, I love pineapple flavors, but for some reason, pineapple mango stuff is like not my favorite.
It's too islandy.
Yeah, I don't know why I don't like it, but I love pineapple shit. Like
Jamaican me crazy, man, with your pineapple mango fizzy.
You ever had just like straight pineapple juice?
That's okay.
Oh.
What I like is when you do tequila sunrise, because you can technically do that pineapple juice and grenadine with the tequila. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like this. It comes off as very sweet and then steps back really quick. I haven't been drinking much White Claw lately, so I'm okay looking for an alternative for a while. I kind of just got clawed out after 2 years of drinking nothing but a 12-pack of White Claw.
Hey, And when you drink a whole case a day like you do,
yeah,
you'll get a bunch of vitamins. Vitamins, you'll never, so much you'll vitamin. Never get sick.
I'll never. Watch out, COVID. I am busy. Dude, why are we paying for vaccines when we're busy? Alrighty. So, I know you might not know, but what is the food you had this week that really stood out?
My mom's Christmas cookies.
That's not fair.
Yes, it is.
I can't have them.
Well, don't be allergic to nuts, Tommy.
So, all right. How about a meal?
No.
Please? It gives
maybe
us
the chili my mom brought over.
That was
last
pretty
week.
Good. That was good.
Yeah. We didn't really like have.
We didn't do anything really
too
fun.
Many like meals or like went out to eat or anything like that. So
it was fish fry a couple weeks ago. Now,
or yeah,
was it this Friday, this last Friday. No, it wasn't. Mm-hmm. Nope. Yeah, we ordered pizza once this week, and it was a late night pizza.
Yeah, I don't think I had one piece of that pizza.
No, tossed costs. He went to town. It was a good weekend, though. I can't complain. It was actually much more low-key than normal. Went to look at another car, Jeep. Beautiful car. I had everything except for oil in the engine. That's
it's not good.
Nope. Still have a Jeep, but we're still looking. Hopefully when we get it, we're going to call it the Bromander. Me and Jordan will drive around. And if the finances were right, I would like to get both Jordan and I either matching Jeep Commanders or matching Corvettes, and my plate would say best and his plate would say friends, and we would drive around and do that.
We're not doing that.
Why?
Because that is so gay.
It's a free car.
I'd drive it, but not with the license plate on it.
But we were not always together. See? Sometimes I just say friends on the back.
Yeah.
You could have best if you wanted.
Word spreads.
Dude, that'd be so cool, like us rolling up to like Culver's. Get some butter.
And then you would be saying, "I bought my buddy a car.
No, I wouldn't. My car. No, I wouldn't. Bullshit. I would. Nope. Because I wouldn't do that to you. I would be like, yeah, we actually went and found old Jeep Commanders that matched.
That would be so difficult
Overland.
To do with Commanders.
I can't even find one.
That's what I'm saying. It would be pretty dang easy to do with Corvettes, like older Corvettes.
But see, Corvettes, I'm not a big fan of.
No, that would be kind of silly. So that's why we're not doing it.
We could do matching.
Nope.
Okay, we could do matching. All right, besides the point. Food of my week. I know it wasn't. Okay, I'm going to toot my own horn.
Dip that you made was pretty freaking good.
I make the best buffalo chicken dip I've ever made. I'm not going to give it all the ingredients because I don't tell anyone.
What's secret?
There's a couple secrets. But the thing is I don't use canned chicken, which a lot of those buffalo chicken dips do. I go, everyone does. You know the buffalo chicken dip we had on Thanksgiving was canned chicken?
Really?
Most buffalo chicken dip is canned chicken.
My mom doesn't do that.
I don't know.
I never heard of that. That's weird.
So I go get two fresh rotisserie chickens.
Yeah.
I call Quick Trip an hour ahead and at them ordered, so they're fresh.
And do you have to do that, or can you just walk in?
There's sometimes one or two available, but I need two whole chickens for my dip. Otherwise, you can go to festival, but
yeah,
once again, I like supporting the – well, festival's a local place too. But
it's so
– big box. So, yeah, I get two from Quick Trip. And then today, this is the first time I've ever ordered from Quick Trip the chicken. With each chicken, they gave me a bag of 12 rolls. So for the two chickens, I got 24 rolls for free.
That's pretty
and
legit.
And I'm going to bring it to work tomorrow.
And it's probably – their two rotisserie chickens are probably way cheaper than festivals too.
They were $7 a piece. I think festival might be the same.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, but they're not going to give me a few bigger rolls, though.
That's true.
So either way. So it's two whole chickens, 2 pounds of sharp cheddar, 2 blocks of cream cheese, and obviously there's other things in it.
Real diet food.
Oh, it's keto friendly.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, it's a keto dish. However, it's the best chicken I've ever had. It's a recipe that was passed from me to a buddy in college, Evan McDougall. Evan, you probably don't listen, but I'm still making your dip. I changed two of the ingredients, but it's your skeleton. I just added that Tommy Love Fat to it that really takes it to the next level. But
what'd you call it?
Tommy Love Fat. It's the those two ingredients I add. I've told you one of them.
Yeah.
It's I think that's what makes it so good.
Yeah.
Don't tell him.
Well, fat equals flavor, so.
Hence me. Mm-hmm. Yoink.
A lot of flavor.
Well, that was a compliment, and it hurt my feelings. All right. And Jordan, other than I went to work, what is something that made your week spectacular?
I burnt the shit out of my finger today, and it looks like I got poop stains on my finger
because
I barbecued my finger. If you smell my finger right now, like no bullshit, it smells like barbecue because my skin.
Come here. What the hell? It does smell like Famous Dave's.
It
smells like a Famous Dave's restaurant.
Not like blistering or anything, but
it will.
And it doesn't even hurt.
What was the highlight of your week? Not the burn. Can your dog stop eating?
No. Leave him alone. They probably can't even hear it.
I can't wait to have a studio.
Best part of my.
That's so loud.
I don't know. Maybe the guppies.
Oh, the guppies had babies.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I did get a new aquarium since the last podcast. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things. There's a big Fisher in Milwaukee. We checked that out. Planned to buy a tank there. They really didn't have any. Bought another one at PetSmart. Set that up.
Shitload of fish.
Ton of. Like, I'll shop there from now on.
But no, like, they had tanks there, but
it not wasn't the selection. Like PetSmart had a bigger selection. Yeah. And now I'm going to get yet another tank. So this continues for just the babies. Oh. And then Jordan's going to be getting a tank. So we're going to have, we went from no tanks to soon to be four tanks, one dog.
And well, these.
Yeah, we do have three beta fish. He sneezed on me. we have three beta fish in 175 bottles. I think it's a really cool table setting.
Mm-hmm.
It's my DIY.
It's just not the best for them.
From what they were living in for months at the pet store, it's like infinitesimally better.
That's true. I will give you that. But
honestly, I'll say the highlight of my week, called me corny, but like hanging out with you and Marta, going to the fish store, going to Cops, getting that other store. That was a good day.
Yeah.
I can't complain. My snail died. Bunch of guppies died.
Yeah.
But with death comes new life.
Busy.
I don't know what that meant, but all right, you guys, mine's just about gone. Mm-hmm. Jordan's just about gone. Buckle up because we're about to get real chilly up in here. My nipples will be hard.
And we're live.
Welcome back. And as Jordan told you, we're live.
But not really.
Welcome to Four Mocktails with Jordan and Tommy. Next on our mocktail list.
We don't drink anymore.
Is the Vizzle Hard Water. With a hint of blueberry and pomegranate. Jordan tasted it.
Oh, I like that.
There's no alcohol.
I like that
There's
a lot.
There's no alcohol in there. That tastes really refreshing.
Yeah, that's really fucking good.
Dang. I don't know. That's kind of dangerous, though, because that's like the first seltzer I've ever had with no alcohol taste.
Really? I don't really taste alcohol in seltzers.
I only taste them the next morning. But.
Really?
Hangover.
Really?
You don't get a hangover from seltzers?
No, they're probably the least I get a hangover.
Well, I drink a couple of them.
Well, yeah, you go ridiculous with it.
I call them Resliculous because I'm slick. But this is delicious. Like, because when I was at the store today, they only sell the 12 packs of the pineapple mango though.
Oh,
not these.
Really?
At least I only looked for 1 second. I was moving through pretty quick.
That would be weird if they just sold one flavor. And
that's really good.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Really good. That would be great in the summer.
Yeah, that's a boat beer fiber, you know?
Yeah.
Put a little bit of that vodka in there.
Nope, don't ruin it.
Okay. All right, so Jordan, me and you, we've been talking about football a lot lately. Drew Brees, Travis Kelce.
Can't stop smelling my finger. It smells like bacon.
Well, Brett Favre, Donald Driver, all the football players.
Aaron Rodgers, our Lord and Savior.
I know. So
I have a shrine to him in my closet.
I know. I prayed to him this morning, but when you were still sleeping.
I love him so much.
So Sam's not going to hear this until later, but Giannis signed a deal with the Bucks for a mega deal. They call it for $228 million over the next 5 years.
That's the only reason why I said I could do this
is that, yeah.
today, because I knew I saw that.
There's things in sports that are big enough, and it's not just Milwaukee. Everyone knows that now.
Yeah, that's huge.
So,
well, he's like he's a stud athlete. He's
oh yeah, it reminds me of me. No comment. Okay, so we're gonna call Sam. He's obviously gonna say it, and he doesn't know we're saying this yet. I want you to be like, Tommy already told us that, Sam, but it has to be you.
Okay.
All right. You ready? Jordan, you see the game?
Yes.
Any of them?
Yes.
All right. Well, Sam did.
All of them.
You have to do my bit with me.
We'll see.
All right. Sam will not say the last name. Well, just kidding. His last name is Sports Corner. Next week, we should give out his phone number.
And his email address.
And his Pinterest.
And his social security.
What?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Sam.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing A-okay.
Can you speak up a little bit?
I'm doing fantastic.
Awesome. So me and Jordan were talking about sports, you know, luging, curling, badminton. We just wanted your take on it.
Darts.
Yeah. So I think curling is probably the funnest sport to do while drinking.
Yep.
Hands down.
10-4.
But I'm here to talk about the big news.
What's
the big news is today was literally one of the greatest days in Milwaukee history.
Why?
Well, how come?
Giannis Antetokounmpo signed a 5-year, $226 million contract extension. It's going to be paying out at least over $50 million towards the end of the contract a year.
Hey, Sam.
So what's up?
That was on Channel 5 News. Everyone has seen that. Let's get some decent sports news.
Yeah, Sam, I said that before we called you.
I'm sorry, Sam. Tommy made me say it.
I'm sorry for talking about things that make me happy.
You know what makes me happy?
What?
You, Sam. Now, can we get some of the juice of Wisconsin sports?
So, the Packers made the playoffs. Aaron Rodgers keeps throwing touchdowns. Devontae Adams keeps catching them. Like peanut butter and jelly, Jim and Pam, or whiskey and Coke.
Or PB&J, Pam, Beasley, and Jim.
All right. Big night on The Bachelorette tonight, too, as hometown dates happen with the top four guys.
Are we still talking about
laugh at all the awkward family situations.
Hmm. Yeah, if we weren't doing this podcast, I'd probably tune into it, but
that's what Hulu's for.
Yeah, we do have that.
I will not be present.
It's not bad. It's honestly, it's just funny to laugh at awkward silences.
Pretty fucking bad.
Sam, what was the highlight of your week? Give me some more positivity. I noticed on Instagram you changed your picture to a beautiful picture of you. I love it, first of all.
Thank you.
But give me some more positivity because I know you got some for me.
Honestly, this Giannis signing today has made me the happiest I've been in a couple weeks. I was really worried about him not signing.
Wasn't he talking about going someplace else too?
He had never talked about going other places.
Oh, it was just like other people saying.
There was a big thing that happened. The Bucks team's barber posted a picture the other day saying, "Thanks, Giannis, for everything. Go do what's best for your family."
Yo.
And he ended up deleting that post because people assumed that Giannis told his barber he's leaving.
Right.
But according to that, the guy said, "No, you guys just took it out of context." So very happy that he's still around. This is honestly though, if Giannis were to leave, the financial and economic impact that would have on the city of Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they just built a stadium for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, they built an entire rebrand around him, built an entire team around him.
Well, yeah. I mean, look at what the Bucks did previous to Giannis.
Have you guys ever been to
they were garbage.
The BMO Stadium? That was scary.
Yeah, I mean, it's the fact, I mean, honestly, like, the whole state, I guarantee everybody in the state felt elated and happy today.
Yeah.
One of the biggest stories.
We get shit for being from Wisconsin, but we do have some of the best, athletes out there.
We got some good, not the best athletes, we got some good teams.
We've got three MVPs
in
the state.
Tommy, Jordan, and Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
I heard that.
And Ernie.
And Ernie.
God damn it, Tommy.
What did I do wrong? I left him
out? You left out my dog.
All right, Sam, we'll talk to you later, man. Thanks for the insight.
All right, bye guys.
All right, bye. That was a good sports corner. Mm-hmm. That was, I didn't give him a time limit this week for the first time ever. It was much more fluid. We kind of talked to him.
Yeah.
I do want to bring him in for a full podcast.
He will.
I know.
We will.
Yeah. No, he'll just walk and be like, I'm here. He'll ride in on a elk
stallion
from the North Woods.
A white unicorn.
All righty. Jordan.
Yeah.
I got some booze news for you.
Lay it on me.
Actually, first, you got any fighting corner for me? I know there's one big call-out that happened this week.
Well, Jake...
$50 million!
Jake Paul has been, calling out people in the MMA to come to the boxing ring with him. And he recently called out Conor McGregor, who's
better known for having whiskey.
That's probably not going to happen. It might, honestly.
I think it's going to. I mean,
but
it won't be happening.
It wouldn't be happening anytime soon because Conor's fighting Dustin Poirier in January. So next month. So that won't be for a while. And I know he's got fights lined up with Manny Pacquiao. That's in the works and stuff. Everyone wants to fight Conor because it's just a payday that no one else would even come close to.
He's got the legacy though. I don't know if he wants to ruin it. What if he goes three fights and loses all three of them though? He's getting older.
Yeah. Well, this Dustin Poirier fight will be interesting to see. This will be his first fight back to the UFC for a while. But if he got into the boxing ring with Jake Paul, I feel like my personal opinion would be it wouldn't. If he got knocked out by Jake Paul, that would be a stain on his career for sure. But I don't think that fight will ever happen, honestly.
I think Jake's a lot bigger than him, too.
He is, but I don't think the risk is worth it for Conor.
Yeah, Paul's a big guy, though.
I don't think. That's the thing. They're not going to be in the same weight class. They're not even close to being the same size.
He's not coming down.
It's going to be in a boxing ring, so it's going to be Conor's, not his strong suit. Not that it's necessarily Jake Paul's strong suit either.
Yeah.
Logan. I mean, he is trained.
That was Logan.
Or Logan, okay. Yeah. I always get the two mixed up.
Well, they both want to fight him, though.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
If they fight him, that's $100 million in their pocket, more than likely.
Dude, if we had $100 million, we'd have matching Lamborghinis. That's say best friends. You drive that, too.
Yep.
Good. We're making strides.
Making progress. But for the UFC fights this past weekend, Tony Ferguson got back in the ring with...
It was Tyson Fury.
No.
Okay.
It was Tony Ferguson, who recently lost to Justin Gaethje, who went on to fight. Justin went on to fight Khabib for the title.
Mm-hmm.
Justin's a monster. Tony's a monster. Tony's probably one of my top three UFC fighters, personally. He's just so fun to watch. But they went to... Charles Oliveira, that's who he fought.
Charlie.
They won all three rounds. It was a freaking war. That was a good fight to watch. Charles did win by decision.
Bless you.
I'm not sure if it was unanimous, though, the decision. The main event for that night was Brandon Moreno against... I forget his first name. His last name's Figueredo. He's the champ for the flyweight division in the UFC.
Those guys are tiny.
They're really tiny.
I jump in the ring with them.
These,
the old one too.
This guy, Figueredo, he is different because the flyweights can sometimes be kind of boring to watch because of how small
they are.
So there's not like a whole lot of knockout power, but this Figueredo, man, he is fun to watch because he's got knockout power. He's got the submission game down. So this Brandon Moreno, who's like really young kid, he comes in and they go all five rounds and it was a no contest.
Oh, really?
Yep. So Figueredo kept his belt because it was a no contest, but because of this Brandon Moreno kid, like that just boosted his name so much, man. He probably, I don't really know if he was the next one to get the title shot, but he definitely deserves it after this. They'll fight again, I think. That was a barn burner of a fight. That was a great fight. So, yeah, that was
a good
weekend. It was a very interesting week of fights. That was a good weekend.
I have some booze news.
Okay.
So, with the pandemic, drinking sharply increases, but by demographic, seen more in women. Women have been drinking significantly more than men.
What did it say, like 30%?
I didn't read the article. I just looked for the headlines. But, yeah, and... But it makes sense, though. Ever since college, I've been a big drinker. I haven't really changed.
Well, I definitely started. I used to never drink on a weekday.
That's my fault. With you moving in here, though.
No, but during.
Oh, you drink a lot during the.
Since lockdown started, yeah. That's when I kind of started drinking during the weekdays.
No, but I don't know if I drink during the weekdays. Like, I'll have
two
beers. Two beers.
But that's still like you're still drinking.
I guess, but. No, and yeah, but I'll tell you what, those vineyards, they're selling the wine.
Oh, yeah, they got to be crazy.
They got to be crushing it. But yeah, that's my booze news. So we're going to move into this segment here right quick. Jordan, your dog is freaking out right now.
He's playing with his ball.
No, that's a hedgehog. What day of the week is your favorite?
Friday.
Why? I thought you were going to say Saturday.
No, I like Friday. Getting off work, coming home, showering, getting ready.
Jordan, drink with me.
Like, to go out and do something.
We used to go out and do things.
Right.
I'd say Fridays are fun, though, because, like...
I also like Sundays.
Sunday mornings. Either way, this is a morning segment. Because it's morning routines. Yeah. I want you to give the... We're going to switch it off. I want you to give your weekday morning routine, and then I'll give mine, and I'll switch to weekend. So give me your normal morning routine for a weekday. You can include me because I'm going to include you.
So I usually wake up with or without Tommy's help.
But Jordan wakes up at totally different times. Like,
yeah,
I wake up typically the same time every day, and I'd say since we moved in, three times he's been up and ready before me, not just like waking up.
Yeah.
But then sometimes I'll leave and you're still sleeping.
Well, I won't be sleeping. I'll usually just be like laying in bed.
This about you. Give us your routine.
So I'll wake up, and it depends on what time. It varies. I mean, at the very, very latest, I get to work at 9.
Yeah.
I wake up. I literally just – I don't shower before I go to work because I'm going to get filthy at work, so there's no point. I wake up. I pretty much brush my teeth, let the dog out. Throw my clothes
on. Feed the plants.
Feed the fish tank, plants, feed the dog, water the dog.
Water the dog. One of my favorite things you say.
Why?
I've never heard of anyone say that but you ever.
Water the dog.
No.
You just fill up the water bowl.
Yeah, it's water weird. Keep going. I'm sorry.
I'll grab my lunch that I made the night before or I'll make one that morning. And then I'll leave. And I'll go to work.
And that's the weekday.
Yeah, that's the weekday.
Now, give me the weekend because I play a big toll on your weekend.
So wake up those routine. Vary greatly day by day. usually I'll wake up at like 6 a.m. because Tommy's up screaming and yelling. And
I'm not screaming and yelling,
banging,
I'm singing.
Pots and pans.
I'm singing and I'm making casseroles and I'm
just doing stupid shit. So then I'll go back to bed, you know.
I'd say that we don't come out of there between 9:30 and 10, though.
If it's a drinking night, if we drank the night before. But if we don't, then I am usually up by like 8 or something. So I'll wake up, grab a cup of coffee, go in the living room. Tommy's already showered.
Wearing khakis, belt, tuxedo.
Yeah, and, you know, doing something.
Sprinting in place.
He's never just like hanging out watching TV.
Well, even hungover.
Ever.
It doesn't, yeah.
It's, he's in the backyard doing something, or he's like not even home. He's out shopping for fish or dumb shit.
Marshalls.
Yeah. So, I don't really do a whole lot.
The last couple weeks when Jordan wakes up, like, Jordan, and you'd be like, oh, what? I'd be like,
because
there's this car an hour and a half away. Yeah. Will you come with me? And this week he said no. And then I called, let me finish because you have my back. I was like, all right, call Brandon, my brother. And Brandon's like, yeah, I'll go with you. And Jordan walks in and goes, did he say yes? And I was like, yeah, he goes, oh, thank
That's
God.
That's the only reason why I said no, because I wanted to see if everyone else said no.
Yeah, you would have. I knew you would have come with me.
If no one, you know, if like your brother was busy and your dad was working or whatever, I definitely would have drove you there. But
when looking at a car, I like to bring like my brother, my father, or Jordan, because it's definitely like good cop, bad cop. Like I continue my normal personality with a guy and everyone's like, oh, you got a ding here. Oh, this, that, and the other one.
Yeah. Plus you need someone to drive.
The other car,
you know, the other
and this
car.
One is a while out. It was a Jeep, but it didn't work out. But
didn't have any oil in it.
So now I'm gonna do my, because you hit the week and weekday. So my weekday, every morning alarm goes off at 5:30.
Yeah.
90% of the time I'm up at 5:30. Sometimes I'll hit snooze till 6. Very rare. Shower, ready to go. Before I get in the shower, bang on Jordan's door. Get up. If he doesn't say anything after a second, I get in the shower.
You do that every morning?
Yep. Huh. But it's like 10, the first time I get in the shower, it's like 1 out of 10 times you hear it. After I get to the shower, you know, teeth, hair, getting ready, maybe coffee, but normally I don't have time for that. Feed the fish, both aquariums, got aquarium in my room, aquarium out here. Jordan worries about the plants. Boots on, jacket on.
I like plants.
Yep. I bang on Jordan's door once more before I leave. Normally he responds to that one. I don't always know what time he leaves.
Usually yell at you.
Yeah, he's like,
hey,
what do
Jordan,
you want?
Jordan, wake up. Shut up, Tom!
Yeah, and I'm like, you asked me to do this. But my mornings are very routine.
Yeah.
Especially during the week. It's shower, dress, boots, wake up, Jordan, leave.
Yeah.
But during the weekend, it can vary. So I guess the first part of this is me sleeping in is waking up at 7 a.m.
That's so odd to me.
But me on a normal drinking night, 4:30, eyes bang open, hungover, 4:30 in the morning. Typically what I do is I'll get like.
That is true, though, because sometimes when I'm like hungover, I will wake up at 5:30 and not be able to like fall back asleep for like another like 30 minutes to an hour.
So I've talked with we did that Sunday morning bit. At 4:30, I run the gambit. So I wake up, 2 Advils, 2 cups of water, a Tums, and then I make myself go back to bed for an hour. Because after that, you know, 6 o'clock rolls around, I feel way better.
Yeah, you'd feel like garbage if you like stayed up for that.
In college, I do it. I just feel bad.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, during the weekends, though, then I start to get, like, I just get bored because I know Jordan's sleeping. So, like, I'm walking around the house. Normally, I'm, like, kind of cleaning up from the night before, talking to the fish, singing to the fish. Like, sometimes I'll walk into Jordan's room just to get his dog to let him out, talking to the dog, playing with the dog.
Even though Ernie doesn't want to go outside.
Yeah.
He's like, please let me sleep.
Watch some cartoons, talk to the Christmas tree, talk to the fish. But then, so then typically
make something in the air fryer.
Yeah, it's either in the air fryer or the crock, but sometimes I'll put some good shit in the crock pot for that morning, like before I leave for my morning rounds to my parents' house,
wherever.
Echo, Marshall's, PetSmart, go say hi to Marta scream at her from the apartment. It doesn't really matter. And honestly, it's a source of contention because my girlfriend hates how early I wake up. Like,
well, it is odd. Like, it's odd for you.
But
to wake
I've
up
been
that
like
early.
That forever.
No, I know.
It's nothing new.
But like 80-year-olds do that.
I know. It's like it doesn't like. Like I'm like, oh, I want to sleep in. No, my body said no. Get out of bed.
I literally fucking wish.
I'll be outside mowing the lawn. It's cold now, 7:30 in the morning. Give me some snow to shovel. Just let me get some energy out.
Go work out.
So I'll run in place sometimes. You hear me doing it. We don't have a treadmill here and it's too cold.
Go jump rope.
I have bad knees, dude.
You ain't burning any calories running in place.
Either way, that was kind of funny, the morning routine. It pulled it out of my butt, but that was a good segment. Do you got anything to add? I sucked down that Vizzy by the 12-minute mark. So
it's so good. Yeah. I don't want to finish it because this is what I want to drink for the rest of my life.
That might be another good Christmas gift for you. I guess you'll like that one.
I don't want it.
All right, guys, hang tight. We'll be right back. And we're live. That was Jordan's line. I stole it. So first, we have two trials for you guys. So we're moving on to Vizzy round three. This one is strawberry kiwi.
Excuse me?
Strawberry kiwi. So let's give them the old crack and the sniff.
I'm usually not a huge fan of strawberry kiwi flavors.
So I'm either going to love this or hate this.
Yeah.
It smells delightful. It's delicious.
Yeah, I like that.
It's awesome.
That's really
way
good.
More strawberry than anything.
Yeah, I like that.
Vizzy's are doing a good job.
I almost like these more than... White Claws, yeah. Honestly.
They offer more, though. Vitamin C.
Vitamin C and antioxidants.
Oh, crap. Well, here's the thing.
You can say, instead of like getting like, hey, you can't get drunk, you can say, no, dude, I'm getting my vitamins.
I'm getting up to see the stats on a White Claw because I think this actually has less sugar than a White Claw.
If you can't hear me saying this might have less sugar than a White Claw, 1 gram is in here.
Yep. 2 grams in a White Claw.
2 grams in a White Claw.
So, I'm going to put this in the top three.
Yeah, I'm sold on these, honestly.
I get on moods, but my top three are going to, I'm going to say Vizzy's. I'm going to say White Claws, variety pack number two. But except for natural, I don't know. I love
really?
White Claws, though. So my,
see, I don't like a whole lot from the second variety.
Well, I love.
Other than the watermelon.
I was going to say, I love the watermelon, and I love the lemon.
I like the lemon, too.
Tangerine is okay. Yeah. And I forgot the other flavor in that
it's
one.
Mango, right?
Nope. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's...
I don't like mango White Claws.
Yeah, me neither.
But
I love the lime. I love the black cherry White Claws.
Yeah, those are my favorite from the first one.
Yeah.
I'd say if variety pack number three was
that I could
lime,
choose?
Cherry, lemon, watermelon,
that would be exactly mine.
Sold.
Yeah.
But, what if we made that?
That would be exactly mine, yeah.
But so red, white, and berry seltzers have
those are good.
1 carb, no sugar, 90 calories.
Yep.
I love the flavor too. It's like a melted bomb pop.
Yeah, they're good.
But then these at White Claw, they're fighting. This is vitamin C and less sugar.
And antioxidants.
I feel so strong. Also.
And I don't know, I've never read the ingredients list on White Claws, but these are made with cane sugar. So that's kind of cool.
Are they gluten-free as well? Mm. White Claws are, look, certified gluten-free. Yeah. Bam.
It doesn't have a whole lot of ingredients.
It seems pretty natural.
I've never looked at White Claws, so I
can't
really
compare.
Like,
it actually says kiwi juice, strawberry juice. This one's got the dried... Acerola cherry. That's where the vitamins come from, though.
That's where the antioxidants come from.
So we got another trial for you. Jordan threw in a chicken Alfredo. Is it by Jack's? Pizza?
I believe so, yeah.
Chicken Alfredo. We're just going to take a bite of it. I don't have high hopes. Jack's is a mid-range frozen pizza.
They're one of my favorites.
Yeah, they're okay. So cheers, Jordan.
Cheers. I like getting the weird frozen pizzas.
Way better than I thought it was going to be. I would say it's still hot, but it's good.
Ooh, that's really good.
Yeah.
Not mad at it.
If Jack's
not made, mad
if,
at
if
it, Jack.
If Jack's made a pepperoni jalapeno. Mm.
That's pretty damn good, actually.
What's your normal pizza order? Is it that ham and pineapple?
Only from Domino's.
Oh. So let's say anywhere else.
So if I'm going to like a Villa Di Carlo... pizza,
mm-hmm.
which is, if you don't know,
fancy
It's kind
fancy
of
fancy ask.
Yeah, it's not like crazy fancy. It's still affordable pizza, but it's like it's all homemade. It's a family owned restaurant. I usually do like a mushroom sausage.
Okay.
Or yeah. I do.
That's what we're the same.
It's a specialty pizza from them. It's called the Beverly's Favorite.
Yep.
So it's got like, it's olive oil instead of marinara sauce. It's olive oil, cheese. It's got basil. It's got like garlic. And it's also got like these big sliced tomatoes. And that's one of my like all time favorite pizzas. Like ever. Like legitimately, I could eat that almost every day of my entire life.
So I guess it's, I like that you brought up the point, fast food. I don't know why we're talking about pizza.
Because
fast food to normal.
There's multiple like different kinds of pizzas, let's be honest. So
yeah, when I go out for like a good, because Kenosha has the best frozen pizza. Kenosha
like
has
homemade.
The best like restaurant pizza,
yeah,
Italian pizza.
They're good.
Sausage and mushroom is elite.
Oh, so good.
But when I
and
get the fast food
if
pizza.
If I go to Villa Di Carlo, it's double mushroom. Double mushroom and just a regular sausage. And it is
so
good.
So when I get a fast food pizza, Dom's, Pizza Hut, we don't have a Papa John's in town. Oh, it's no side.
If I do those, like
I want pepperoni jalapeno.
Like a pepperoni pizza, I'm good with. Like,
because none of those places have good sausage. And that's important.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pepperoni jalapeno
really
for
sausage.
Me.
Because I'm not a sausage fan on pizza. Unless it's a mushroom sausage.
Pizza. Yeah.
Like, I'll do it. I like combination pizzas where it's got like the green peppers, onions, mushrooms, olives.
Dude, if this dog keeps licking my foot, he's going to get punted to the front window. He won't stop. And I keep pushing away.
Knock him away.
No.
Ernie. Why do you do that?
I cut my foot open and he's just going after it. Look at him. He's going back for more.
That's not where your cut is, though. It's on that foot. He's just going to your right foot.
Why?
Your feet probably stink.
No, they don't.
Dirty son of a bitch.
Either way, Fight Club. We don't talk about it.
We're talking about it.
Yeah, we are. So, big backyard here. Swing set, pool, fire pit, garages. Dude, I'm going to... What is he doing?
He's playing with his toy.
No, I don't care. All right, either way. Jordan wants to start a backyard fight club.
Yep.
It's covered in dog hair. Why?
We can make money.
Mm-mm, that wasn't my question.
You
why
can
would
definitely
we
definitely make money? Because it would be fun. You know how many YouTube views you could get if you set up a ring in your backyard and just had people duke it out?
I have a YouTube video with 15,000 views.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Do you know how many views backyard fight videos get? Are you kidding me?
You versus Brandon.
Okay.
I put 10 grand on Brandon.
Yeah, I probably
Boxed
would too,
and
but
wrestled.
I'd still get in there.
You could do it, yeah. Yeah, it'd be the upset of the year, though.
But it'd be fun as fuck to watch.
Hushan versus Young Zerner. I don't know.
I'm kind of scrappy.
So then I thought about it. I want three rounds.
What do you mean? Like three fight rounds?
Yep, but on three different terrains.
No, you can't do that.
Hold on. Yep. If it's backyard fighting, there's no rules. Okay, so round one is we call it the street. It happens in the big part of the driveway.
Well, we're not doing it on concrete because that's how people die.
Nope. Well, there's no curb stomping in the backyard.
No, if you get knocked the fuck out and your back of your head bounces off the concrete, people die.
Okay, so that's why it's round one. If you make it past round one,
you don't die.
You don't die. You're through.
Oh.
So round two is...
This is supposed to be fun. We're not trying to get a lawsuit against
That's
this.
Fine. It's my backyard. There's no lawsuits.
Oh.
Round two is called grass with obstacle.
Okay.
So it's a 14 by 14 square around the swing set.
14 by 14. That's pretty
it's
big.
It's huge, but it's around the whole swing set.
See, but that's
so you're,
not fun,
you're
though.
You're weaving
like,
in and out of the swings. You got to go into the... This is backyard fight club.
That wouldn't work, though. I think it would look... It looks a lot cooler in your head.
No,
it
because there would be plenty...
Cool in
real
life.
There'd be plenty of space for open fighting. But if someone wants to be like, oh, my specialty is like terrain fighting, which is a new kind of fighting I invented.
That I've never heard of before.
I just invented it now. Terrain fighting happens in, you know, swings.
Unless you're slides. Fucking sword fighting.
No, ninjas.
Oh.
There's no throwing stars, though. That's illegal.
Oh.
And then round three is waterbound, so in the pool.
See,
No, but there is a lifeguard. There's a lifeguard.
That's basically just boxing. No, you can't throw. No, because you can't. You can't grapple.
But you can't move that quick either. So you got to really.
But you're above the water. You're about waist level to the water. So
you have
this.
You have for the audio visual. You have waist up movement, but you can't move your feet that quick though.
But you're boxing.
Yeah, but it'd be like slow motion down.
Have you ever seen the thing, the training videos where people are boxing and they stick a foot in like a ring? It's like a tire. Each person puts their lead foot in the ring, and then they can't move their lead foot out of the tire, and they're just boxing. That's what the pool would be like. You're just standing still, throwing hands. That's what that would be like.
You've taken my whole plot, though.
This is way people lamer. Way lamer than it would if you just set up like a ghetto rig, ring, like with a fence or something.
Now we have three rings. So it's three rounds, but winner takes
all.
How many
minutes per round?
So like that
five?
Nope.
Four?
Yep. It's 4 minutes per round per arena. There's three arenas.
And there's three rounds.
And it's winner take all. So there's bets made per ring. Those collect through. Yeah. So it all goes to the winner.
So then what do the people that win those, that place those bets get? That's just admission fees.
No, but the loser's money goes to the winner. The winners of the bets get the money. So there's so like no 50, coming 50. Out of this. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
You'd have to do some finagling for that, but I feel like it would be a lot easier to just say.
But it's buy here, pay here. You place the bet, you pay here. I'm the broker.
Yeah. Bookie. It's a bookie.
It's my bet. I can call myself what I want.
Okay.
And then. There's a
you have no idea how any of this works.
There's a one-time death match that happens on the roof of the back garage.
Okay.
You get knocked off, you lose.
Okay.
And it goes until someone gets knocked off.
All right. No one's going to sign up for that. 100 people.
$500.
I could get
$500 guaranteed.
I could get 50 people tonight that would be willing to step into a cage in the backyard if you threw black boxing gloves on.
And if I provided food afterwards.
Yeah. And you charge $5 for a cup. And you get a keg of beer.
Our neighbors are cops.
Invite them.
They'd be good cool. Idea. Good idea. Oh, I'm all for the keg of beer.
Yeah.
We should get a keg of beer
you
this weekend for fun.
Kegs of beers. And
do you want to?
For just us?
Well, Lauren's going to be here. Brandon.
Lauren doesn't drink beer.
Not yet.
Oh.
Not in her first
Brandon's swim. Not going to drink more than 5 beers.
Brandon's never had a beer.
Right. So why would we get
cool. We get a pony keg.
Or we could just
eighth
drink.
Barrel.
Bottles and cans like we normally do.
But it'd be fun to.
Do you have one?
A pony keg?
No, a tap.
Oh, it's no. It was left in my house in Whitewater. I'll buy one though.
Yeah.
I just think it'd be kind of be fun to do it.
I mean,
but
could,
we don't have
but
to get
waste
natural
a bunch
light.
Of beer.
Wasted a lot of things, Jordan.
You could get can you get quarter barrels?
You get pony kegs in town.
What's a pony keg?
Pony keg is an eighth barrel. It's like this wide around, but it's the same height.
Kind of tall.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, we could do that. It depends on what beer, though.
We would pick it together. I'd probably want to do it, because if it's only a pony, I think it's only like...
They couldn't be that much together.
No, it's not. But like that. Even if we did Spotted Cow, because we can leave it outside right now. It's so cold.
Right.
It's not going to go bad.
No.
It's not a bad idea. All of my people
would
talk
it explode?
People.
Would a keg explode if
no.
It was frozen?
Those, no, those freezers are set at 0 degrees.
No, they're not.
Like 8 degrees.
No, they're not.
I don't know. I'm not a freezer. I'm not a freezer mechanic.
You've never been a bartender either to go in a keg room.
I've never been a bartender, but
have you ever been in a keg room? Be honest.
Yes.
Have you?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Where they change kegs?
Yes. Do you know who my neighbor used to be?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. They're like 30 degrees. They're not that
they're
28 cold.
Degrees.
I don't think
Jordan.
So. I'm going to kick you right in the face if you keep back-sassing.
Kiwi. Either way. So are we going to do Backyard Fight Club with the three rings?
Three rings. That's dumb.
So what is this going to be? Who do you have? You don't even have 50 contacts in your phone.
Some people would only want a box.
It's cold outside.
Oh, yeah. You can't do it in the winter in Wisconsin, man. Huh. It would only be a summer.
I don't know. That front garage cleared out because of how it's laid out. It's super long. You could do it.
Yeah.
But now we're back on concrete.
Yeah, so you'd need to buy a bunch of mats.
I can rent a heater from the best rental company in the world. Not saying names.
So you'd have to do two different things. You'd have to get people who are willing to either box with or without headgear, depending on, you know, who's doing it.
I'll provide the headgear.
We would provide the gloves and headgear. You'd have to.
I don't know about gloves.
You'd have to. Hand wraps and everything. And then there'd also be people who would want to do like Muay Thai, which is just kicking and punching.
Greco.
And elbows. And then you could throw in MMA, so you're involving grappling with that. But each, you know, fighter would need to agree upon what they wanted to do. And then you'd need to make a list about who wants to do what sport. And then you'd need to take down their weight. And you'd need to match them. Because we're obviously not going to make people cut weight. You'd need to be like within 10 pounds.
Two things. I want a $50 buy-in. To fight here, it's $50. Second thing, I think you should
have put... That's too much.
No. I think you should... Excuse me. I think you should have put...
You charge $5 in admission.
I think you should have put crushed red pepper on the pizza before you cooked it. I think that would have really elevated the flavor.
I thought you were a businessman. This is a huge business.
I'm not having a fight ring in my backyard.
All right. You'd make a lot.
All right. Well, maybe not 50, but I would do 25.
You can't charge the fighters to be there.
Yeah, it's just like a car show. No, I run like a car show.
You pay the fighters to be there. You pay the fighters $50.
No, so I would it'd be no. Uh-uh. I don't want. I don't
that's
want
how
no,
it works.
Uh-uh.
You
I don't want
admission.
No. I don't want no street trash. So it's $25. You know,
you don't know how this works.
No, I'm not having. I'm not paying some nobody.
That's the whole point.
Uh-uh. It's $25. If they're serious about the fight. But
you get
$50. Hold on.
And you charge $5 admission per head.
Sure. Admission.
You don't have any idea what you're talking about.
Trust me.
No, you don't.
I have degrees in business.
And you obviously don't know shit.
Jordan, can I finish before you interrupt me? Because you've been doing that a lot.
Oh, really? Huh. Yeah. Sounds like I'm taking a note out of your book, motherfucker.
There's your F word for the night. So it's $25 for anyone to get in, fighters or people.
You're an idiot.
But
no one would
hold the phone.
Why would I pay you money to get into a ring and fight for other people's
entertainment? Because the winner gets to take 60% of the admission.
That's dumb.
Well, it's not.
Yes, it is, because only
has anyone ever done that before?
You can't do that.
Yes or no?
Fucking listen to me then. You can't do that because people weigh more. Some people weigh 125 pounds. They're not going to be able to fight a guy that's 200 pounds.
They're not going to have to. They're going to fight someone that's within over under 10 pounds.
How do you do that then? Show me.
If they don't have a match, I give them their money back.
No, you schedule it beforehand. You don't just
show up and open up the gate and say, this is what we're doing. You know, 15 months from now, when we have Fight Club, we'll do 1 week my way, 1 week your way.
And I will make 10 times more money than you do.
You don't even have that concept. Whoever nets more that night, that's how we'll run the Fight Club, which is called the Trill Fight Club.
You are an idiot.
You're an idiot. Boom roaster. Jordan.
If you honestly think that that would work.
Thinking and knowing are two different things. The common concept of money is you got
to
spend money.
No one is going
to
step into the ring to fight someone and have to pay someone to do it.
You have to spend money to make money.
Dude, this is not... Okay, car salesman.
We'll be right back. I got to clear something up with you guys. So I was obviously joking about having the fighter pay to fight. But as soon as I saw Jordan bite that hook of anger, I wasn't going to let it go. Like at one point I even said, yeah, we're going to run it like we run a car show. You got to pay to display.
I was already seeing red at that point, so I was not picking up any like sarcasm or jokingness.
We had a long talk about it over the break, but yeah, I was joking.
It wasn't that long.
No one's
going to. Once you said you were kidding about it, I was like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, no, why would you have somebody fight to get their teeth knocked in? No, have someone pay to fight to get their teeth knocked
that
in.
That was my whole point.
Yeah, no, Jordan.
Okay, well, I'm opening
but,
this.
Yeah, so finally we have the black cherry lime. Vizzy, I'm really excited about this. I love cherry. I love lime.
I do like how they say Vizzy hard seltzer, hint of black cherry lime. It's not really hint. It's like, these are, like, it's got a lot of flavor to it.
Oh, yeah.
To these.
So what I like the hint. So I do like Tommy Zerner hint of sexy. So like, it's kind of marketed after me. Okay, let me try it before you say anything because I can tell you like it.
That is.
That's fucking good.
That is so good.
Game over. That's so good. That's really good. I don't know if it's the fourth one, but that's probably the best seltzer taste in
that's
one
the
can.
Best seltzer I've ever had. Like canned alcoholic seltzer, that is 100%.
Like Gatorade or something.
It's so good. Yeah, it's not that. It's not like sugary and like syrupy like Gatorade is.
I might be switching to these.
Dude, I am.
Should we have a Vizzy fridge? The dog really wants to go outside.
Does he?
He's scratched at the back.
All right.
I'm going to monologue for a second. So it started when I was 21 years old and I had my first White Claw. And I said, damn, this is good. And I drank White Claws for a long time. You guys have seen my White Claw videos on YouTube. Just going off. Oh, Jordan's back. My monologue is over. But either way, I've had every seltzer out there. Fuck Truly. I said it again. Two F-words from me on one episode. It's bad. If you like Truly, delete my phone number. But
Truly's not good unless it's the lemonade, which is decent.
It gives me heartburn.
But it's not, like, great. It's cool that you can get them in, like, the big, like, Four Loko cans. But
with White Claws, they're just 19 ounces, though.
Mm.
But these are all good. And I don't like mango that much. The pineapple mango is my least favorite, but it was still really good. I'll give a quick ranking. This is my favorite. Blueberry, palm, kiwi, strawberry, mango.
That's exactly what mine would be. This is number one. Blueberries, two.
I'll tell you what.
Kiwi, strawberry is third. And fourth is the pineapple mango.
I know this is four beers, no fears. But if I could get Vizzy to sponsor us, would you drink them every week?
Yeah, but you need quite a bit of views to...
2 million's enough. They should back us up on that.
Oh, yeah. We're pushing like 1.5, so...
Yeah.
We're almost there.
But I like to switch every week. Maybe I hit that Minneapolis company up. That whiskey company is a sponsor. I mean, they have enough kinds.
That might be a good idea because they're small. Vizzy's pretty big.
They're big now. I mean, they have vitamin C.
Mm-hmm.
White Claw, Chicago.
And antioxidants.
Yeah, I can't forget about it. I'm not going to get coronavirus now because I had four of them.
You're so goddamn healthy.
I'm going to go lick a Quick Trip door handle.
Oh, I do that every day.
I know. It's good for your self-esteem. Immune system, same thing. All right, so today, woke up, looked at my watch, 12 degrees.
Yep. My balls just went up to my throat the minute I saw that on my phone.
Yeah, keep that mean comment to myself. So this was probably the I was going to say they've never left your throat since you were born.
Okay.
But Jordan hates the cold a lot more than me.
Yeah.
I think when it was in like the high 30s, he was waking up and starting his car before work.
Mm-hmm.
Today was cold. Like I walked outside and it was cold. So
did you start your car, your truck, before you left?
2 minutes before I started it, came back and got my computer and like my wallet.
Yeah.
I don't really mind it because right after I left, I went to the Quick Trip up on Green Bay.
See, my whole thing is if I'm going to go out and start my car, I'm going to go out and start my car and wait a little bit so it's at least pretty warm in there.
The only reason
I'm not going to go out there, come back in, grab something, and then go back out because it's just kind of like it's not going to do anything.
Yeah. The only reason I do it is if there's ice covered, I'll get the vents on the top all the way just so it starts to defrost it. But I don't care if it's warm when I get in there.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in that truck all day.
Yeah, that's
true. If I'm cold for 5 minutes.
That's true.
And yours is different. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I got like a I got like a 15-minute drive to work. So it's,
I'm guessing my car heats up a lot quicker than yours, though. I got that V8.
I would assume a four-cylinder heats up
faster. Maybe. I don't know.
Because when I had that truck, it took a while for that heat to kick in.
Oh, yeah. I remember you had that truck. So
it was an old truck.
So when I leave here, if I start the car and drive away, by the time I hit the first roundabout on 165, I already have the heat off because the truck's hot.
Oh, then that's pretty quick.
Yeah, that's
probably quicker than mine. That might be because mine's a turbo car.
Yeah.
I don't know if they...
I have a turbo in my truck. I put it in.
I don't know if they...
Richard, I put a turbo in my truck.
I don't know if that has anything to do with it. It could, maybe. Just because of the oil. Like, if your oil...
Well, there's an intercooler in there, too. So it's got to focus on keeping the... I don't know. I don't worry about the cold. But yes, today was 12 degrees. It sucked.
It was cold.
I
hate the cold so much.
Yeah, I don't hate it as much. But before we talk about what we hate about the cold, Jordan, what is one thing good that comes with the cold? It's probably the same one, but hit it.
I got two.
You get to do one.
But they'll be really quick.
You have to do one, so nope, there's a possibility we can don't have to overlap.
I'm the captain of this ship.
I can already tell you what they are, but...
Mine is... I like a snowfall, but I only like it about once a year.
And when it's 36 and it sticks everything. It
sticks everything. It's really nice and pretty. I got a shovel once. Cool. We're done. That's all I need. The other one is ice fishing. I really like ice fishing. I don't do it as often as I should just because it's kind of a pain in the dick.
It's not easy to start. Like, once you get out there, it's an hour before you put your first line in there.
Yeah, exactly. It's
and like, I have the ice shanty and I have the works too.
But that's what makes it take so long is like you have to kind of devote almost the whole day to it. Whereas like with regular fishing, you can go out there for a couple hours and, you know, it's fine. But I really like ice fishing. I like normal fishing more.
Way more. I think now that we live here, I think next spring and summer we're going to fish a lot.
We're going deer hunting next year.
I was going to bring that up on this segment, but let's keep to the temperature for now. Next week we're going to talk about two Wisconsin things. One will be deer hunting. I'm not going to talk about the other one. But for the cold, I have a really opalescent blonde hair. I really like when the snowflakes get my hair.
I don't think that's a word.
I'm just joking. Minus ice fishing, too. I probably haven't done it for 2 years.
Yeah, I probably haven't done it for... Well, I think I went last year.
It's good for my job. I have, like 8 or 9 skidsters on rent all winter for snow, plow trucks.
Do you need those for ice fishing?
Oh, dude, if we could get in a heated skidsteer, plow our path out to the ice, sitting there until it's
warm. Throw on an auger onto the skidsteer. You could probably get one.
We have 6-inch auger attachments for our skids.
Look at that. Dude,
that would be so nice. Just drive it out there.
Hey, just done. Get one and we'll drive it across the street into Lake Michigan.
To the lake.
Yeah.
Why has no one ever thought about taking they're heavy though.
They are very heavy. You need about 6 inches to a foot thick.
Yeah, they're no heavier than a Suburban.
No, not even close to a Suburban, I would think.
They're like 4,000 pounds. So they're up
there. Oh, okay. Okay.
But they might be more, actually. But either way, heated skid steer with the auger attachment.
That'd be pretty slick.
That'd be awesome. You just drive it off the ice after?
Yeah.
Good point. I'll say ice fishing, too. But now give me... Marta's calling me. Should she be part of the podcast, yes or no?
I don't care.
Or do you want to talk about cold weather?
I mean, we're 10 minutes into this last segment.
Okay. Yeah, ignore. So we're going to do a 3-2-1 least favorite things about the cold. 3 being, I don't like it. 1, I hate it. You can go first because you hate the cold weather, man.
I hate the cold. So my third would probably be shoveling snow. Even though that was like one of my favorite parts, it's like I only want
the first time it's fun.
I only want it one time. Every other time where it's like you got to go out there because it's only an inch deep. You still got to shovel it.
Go let your dog in. It's 12 degrees outside.
It's not that cold now.
Yeah. So Yeah, shoveling is fine. My number three is I've always had older cars, and sometimes you got to move them this time of year to another shop. When one of my older cars won't start, it gets so cold in Wisconsin, cars break.
Yeah.
That is a bummer.
I actually got a story about that. One time it was a deep-ass snowfall. It was one of them ones where it was like a foot deep snow.
Yeah.
And it was like 5 degrees. But then it was like negative 10 with wind chill.
Ugh. We had a polar vortex, guys.
It was when I had that red Volkswagen. My dad had to move it out of the driveway. And what happened was...
I didn't want to start.
No. It wouldn't open. The door wouldn't open. He ripped the door handle clean off because of how cold it was. So, yeah. Cars just break. In Midwest winters, it's not.
I've never ripped a handle, but that 4Runner I had,
yeah,
it sold last week. It's out of the family, but I thought I was going to pull handles off of it.
I don't know if you remember the Volkswagen handles, though.
They were plastic. They're brittle.
They were old, 82. They were plastic and brittle, and they had a weird like unlocking mechanism. It was like a trigger almost on the door.
With the handle. Itself. Yeah, I know exactly.
So like you pulled the trigger with like your two front fingers and then pulled. And yeah, there was just cheap plastic and it was 100 years old. So,
yeah. So cars is my number three. Cars don't like to run up here.
That's probably what's your number two? My number two would probably be. Having to wear like multiple layers everywhere and then having to like take those layers off once you're inside and then like having to keep track of those layers. So I like this year, it's not really a huge deal, but like if you're going to go out to the bars
and you got like
big ass jacket and like you paid like $200 for this jacket, you don't want to lose it at a bar. So you got to keep track of it. You don't want to keep it on. Because so
in college,
though,
you just huff it. Like, because you know my house was in college.
Yeah, in college, you just suck it up. Yeah, but
like now, even I won't, though. I will wear Uber to the place. Dude, your dog is on the counter getting your pizza. He heard me. So my number two now is reverse reviews. I will not wear extra layers. I have my jacket I wear to work, and I wear a t-shirt polo every day. I'm out on that construction site, like outside.
You're hurt.
I don't know, more than 12 minutes, which happens a lot. Yeah, it's painful. I get why you're shivering. I said, I don't, it's cold out. Yeah. No, I'm freezing.
And I used to work on those sites where you're literally outside for your 8-hour workday. I'd wear
everything you could.
Everything I could. Under Armour, I'd wear the,
you have a big
like long underwear. I'd wear, bibs, like Carhartt bibs, couple pairs of socks. Because you're even like eating your on break, you're still outside. You're not like in a warm car.
You're around
like
a kerosene meter.
If that.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
You know, it's funny you say that though. I push heat at work so much, and all the generals say we don't need it. And then to hear you say that, that's kind of pissing me off.
Yeah, they don't care.
I could heat a whole building.
Well, but the thing is, like, you need the insulation. So, like, if it's an open concept, like, if the walls haven't came up yet.
Oh, no, they're not.
Like, you gotta drop plastic down, and that costs a bunch of money to keep the heat in.
I guess, but there's good companies out there that do it.
Yeah, there is, but it doesn't work that great. Because you're still in and out.
What's your number one?
In and out is probably... probably ice, like driving.
Ooh.
Driving in the
or
cold.
Walking.
Or walking.
I've fallen enough times in my life.
Like, just, it kind of goes along with, like, your vehicle doesn't work. And then also...
Once you get started.
Unless you have, like, you know, a big truck or something like that. Four-wheel drive or Jeep or something. Like, then you're fine. But if you have just, like, an economy car...
Like a Ford Focus.
That's a race car. However...
Oh, my God, I hate you.
or if you just have like a rear wheel drive car, like a Camaro or something, like
Firebird,
you're kind of screwed. Like it sucks driving. If you hit a patch of black ice, you are fucked. Unless you have like studded winter tires, but that's illegal, so you can't do that.
Yeah, part of the reason I'm buying this Jeep is if Jordan's car can't make it out of the driveway, Jordan spilled on the table. If his Focus can't make it out of the driveway, I'm leaving the keys. I want him to take this thing to work. Because when me and you leave for work, we're not getting up at 4 in the morning to shovel the driveway.
Oh, fuck no.
Yeah, no. I'm going to park this Jeep behind my truck, and Jordan's going to follow me right on out in that.
Why do you think I said I should buy a truck soon?
Yeah.
Today I'm looking for a truck.
We're going to talk about that, I think, next week.
Yeah.
A new truck. Yeah. I'm not a fan of the Focus. It's cool, but it's not.
It's cool, but it's not a good daily driver for, like, all seasons. Like, it's fun.
Shit, when you were 19, it was cool, but now it's
fun to drive.
Yeah. All right, guys. So, my number one.
Number one.
So my number one is after I've gotten older with my convertible and the jet skis and the boat.
Mm-hmm.
I love the summer.
Me too.
I don't hate the cold, but I love the summer.
It's just so much. That's what I am kind of like. Like, I don't. I just like the summer so much fucking more that I do hate the winter.
Yeah.
I don't mind fall. I don't mind spring. Like, the cold winter months, I do not like.
Yeah, like, today was the day it hit me. And it's going to be like this, January, February, March. End of March, second half of March and April, it's going to open back up. We're going to see 40s, which is I'm fine with. I don't care about that.
Yeah, but I'm cool with
that. It's
going
to be like this for a good 2.5 months from now. Yeah. And it's going to get colder.
Oh, yeah, it's going to get colder.
I love the summer at this point in my life.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. But yeah, that's our 3-2-1, cold weather. Apparently you guys hate messaging me or reviewing the podcast because I was giving out money and no one's doing it.
Wow.
And I see the people viewing it. I don't know. I'm happy keeping the money.
Fake friends.
Jordan, what's the beer next week?
I wouldn't be mad if we did Vizzies again.
We're not going to do Vizzies again. Just in the sport of switching it up.
I know. But we haven't done plain Pabst Blue Ribbon.
You're right, because you screwed it up the first time. Remember you got the Pabst Easy Teasy?
Yes, I did. So let's do just the regular plain old Pabst.
I was going to say Pabst or Miller Lite. Never done Miller Lite either.
We did.
No, because the one episode when we started.
When we did the Amber.
We each had one. But I'd be okay doing a full episode of Miller Lite.
I thought we have.
We have not, because no. I didn't like Miller until 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
We're going to do Miller Lite just because I kind of want him in the house, because it's my grandpa's beer, too.
Okay.
We'll do Miller. We'll swing back to Pabst, but I kind of want something a little bit lighter than a Pabst next week.
Shot in a beer.
So, because of copyright infringement, we're no longer doing Song of the Week. We've gotten big enough to the point where we've got flagged.
We got a cease and desist in the mail.
Yeah, so we're not going to be doing Song of the Week anymore. But guys, you know what it is. Follow, subscribe, like.
Follow our Instagram.
Nah.
Right?
I don't run that.
Well, we can get it.
We can talk to Rachel. We'll talk to Rachel. But for now, on Apple Podcasts, follow, like, subscribe.
Our
on
Facebook.
Spotify.
We got a Facebook.
Facebook's popping. But I'm telling you guys right now, if anyone leaves, and this is easy. I see the people. There's a lot of people listening. Go on the Facebook, on your own Facebook, give us a review and at 4Beers, no fears. Give us a funny review on any platform. Apple.
As long as it's 5 stars.
As long as it's 5 stars and funny. Not only will we read it on the podcast.
We'll shout you out.
Yep. And I'll
shout
send
out
you,
your Instagram or Facebook or whatever you want.
And I will personally go buy you a $20 Quick Trip gift card. Whether that's a tank of gas or...
Also, if you want, we could, what was I going to say?
You give us a good enough review, we'll have you for a segment on the podcast.
Wow.
I don't I don't understand why you guys don't do it. There's a lot of you listening.
Take your grandma's phone. If you send us a video of you like taking someone's phone, going on Apple Podcasts, rating us 5 stars, we'll give you $5.
No, if anyone does that, takes their grandmother's phone and does it.
Anyone's phone.
No, I will pay you $100 if you take your grandma's phone.
Holy shit.
One person. All right, guys. But either way, follow, like, subscribe, and honestly, just listen. Tell your friends. Tell your wife. Tell your kids. I don't care. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks for listening. Say bye, Jordan.
Goodbye.